Hello again, you're listening to the news at 1. Inadequate, falling short of minimum standards, children housed in overcrowded transit conditions for extended periods, a situation that may be contributing to anti-refugee sentiment across the country. Some of the comments on the refugee crisis here in a warning from the Council of Europe to the government that Ireland could be in breach of the European Convention on Human Rights. The Council's Human Rights Commissioner, Dunja Mijatović, has written to the Taoiseach and the Ministers for Housing and for Integration, saying she's concerned at the government's decision earlier this year to offer emergency accommodation only to international protection applicants with children, leaving more than 900 people on the streets. There's a need, she tells the Taoiseach and his ministers, for a determined whole-of-government approach to tackle the crisis. Well, with reaction to this now, we're joined by Enda O'Neill, who's head of the Irish Office of the UN Human Rights Commission for Refugees. Enda O'Neill, a very warm welcome to the programme. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. What do you make of this letter from the Council's Human Rights Commissioner?
Good afternoon, Brian. I think it's a helpful intervention. What it does, I think, is draw attention not just to the challenges that are currently being experienced, but calls on the government to take action in the wider housing space to make sure that in the longer term that this doesn't become a very protracted situation. It expresses concern that the shortages in housing and accommodation across the country may be contributing to what you refer to as the nascent anti-refugee sentiment. I think that's an important point and one that, of course, the government is aware of, but there are more than 5,000 people in direct provision with status that need places to move on to. And as much as the government can do to find new spaces for people, if no one ever exits the system, it's not realistic that this can be sustained for years to come.
The correspondence also makes the observation that the situation at the moment may mean that Ireland is falling short of the minimum standards under Article 3 of the European Convention on Human Rights. Now, we know the High Court has already found the government to be in breach of its obligations in this regard under in the EU Charter on Fundamental Rights. What does Article 3 of the European Convention require? To what extent now is the government, the authorities here, running up against legal obligations?
Well, Article 3 would cover inhuman treatment. So the High Court, as you say, has already ruled on the situation of a homeless international protection applicant and found that the government was in breach of the law there. It referred to European Union law in that instance, but the Commissioner works for the Council of Europe, of course. She's referring to the European Convention of Human Rights. And there's just one sentence in the letter which expresses concern that the current situation may breach Article 3.
And what consequences might flow from that?
I suppose on balance, it's probably not changing the situation significantly. The government from very early on has accepted it has legal obligations in this space. They're doing everything they can to rectify that. And the High Court in Ireland has already found that there are breaches to be rectified. So it's just adding another potential point of challenge. But seeing as there's already been successful judgments in Ireland, I don't think it makes a significant difference in terms of the legality of the situation.
What about the fact, this again is highlighted in the correspondence, that there's a difference in the way those people are treated as to whether they are fleeing the war in Ukraine, for which, of course, we know there are arrangements, specific arrangements in place, and those fleeing war and atrocity elsewhere?
Yes, I think that's a point that everyone is very conscious of. Now, the government say that the reason why they're in the situation is because the people that they're trying to contract accommodation from are not willing in many instances to make it available to international protection applicants, that they're doing everything they can to source accommodation for that population, but they're simply more available for beneficiaries of temporary protection. Now, that may be so, but it's something which I think causes a lot of concern for everybody. And I think one of the fundamental points is that over-reliance on the private sector is one of the reasons why the government is in this situation. So where it's not possible to find sufficient accommodation in the private sector, it really is important for the government to take steps to acquire or build reception and accommodation capacity for the asylum system.
This call for a whole of government approach to tackling this situation. Now, the government and the Taoiseach in his letter, his reply, says that there is a whole of government approach, although he acknowledges that the situation does fall short of what is required. Do you see evidence of a whole of government approach?
Well, certainly there are whole of government structures in place. And we have to acknowledge that the Department of the Taoiseach has been playing an increasingly prominent role over the last year or so in this space. There are working groups set up, groups between the senior officials of all the different departments. I suppose all of that is very positive, but the results so far have not yet been sufficient. Although we should acknowledge that we have seen a good bit of progress on the immediate accommodation needs over the last couple of weeks. And thankfully, hundreds of people have been accommodated that were previously on the streets. I suppose the concern is that what's happening is not happening fast enough or on the scale needed to reverse the trends.
Just a final question. As you say, there's been some progress in relation to people on the streets, and that's a very visible sign, I suppose, of the failures in this area. But there's also something else in this correspondence, and that is children being housed, we're told, in inadequate and overcrowded transit conditions for extended periods of time. Is that a concern?
Yes, I noted that point. It wasn't entirely clear what specifically that was referring to. I know that when families were in City West previously, there were concerns that that was not an appropriate situation, but that's not the case for the most part anymore. I think there is a danger, however, when we're doing everything we can to set up emergency accommodation, that the standards that one would expect might not be met in all instances. So I do think it's important that, as well as finding sufficient accommodation, that there is a concerted effort to ensure that the accommodation procured meets minimum standards.
All right.
And in order to be assured of that, you do need a systematic inspection regime, which I don't think is in place at the level needed at the present.
All right. We'll leave it there. Enda O'Neill from the Irish Office of the UNHCR. Thank you very much for that.